Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. It's February, and we are celebrating our one-year anniversary of being with you here every Saturday afternoon on WJTL. You know, that's pretty hard to believe, Bruce.
It sure is, Cap. It's been a fun time.
And February is also the month where our culture celebrates love. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a host of marriage events and sweetheart banquets here in the country, and of course, tons of chocolate. Billions of roses are going to be sold this month to help us say I love you to our spouse. And it's true for us at House on the Rock as well. We have several marriage events as well as a sweetheart banquet coming up that you can find out more about that on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. But today, Bruce, we want to focus on marriage and particularly the next 4 weeks, focusing on what you call the four laws of marriage.
That's right, Cap. And we call them laws because they come from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the law of Moses. And it comes right out of the story of how God created man and woman and brought woman to the man. And Moses comments on that process when he says in Genesis chapter 2, 24 and 25, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were naked and unashamed."
So, four laws, 4 weeks. Sounds like we're going to do one law per week.
Ah, you're so perceptive, sir. That's right. We're going to, and there's also four phrases in these two verses, and each one contains one of the laws. And the one we want to look at today is the first one, the law of priority. "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother." And this tells us that our spouses are to be the second most important relationship we have, second to God and before all others.
Bruce, that's important, I think, because a lot of couples struggle with this priority when kids show up. Mm. You know, it's easy for them to become the number one priority of our lives because we tend to focus all of our love and attention on them and not each other.
And that's extremely dangerous, Cap, because we have to guard against our kids creeping into that number one priority slot, because someday, hopefully, they're going to leave to cleave to someone else, leaving us alone together as a couple. And if we haven't worked on our marriage relationship, it could be in trouble.
Well, I understand that one of the divorce danger spots is when couples reach the empty nest time.
That's exactly right, and it's because of what we're talking about. The only permanent relationship that we have is a relationship with God and to our spouse. We leave our parents and our children leave us, and it's all healthy and it's the way God planned it. But it reminds us that we need to keep our spouses the number one human relationship priority.
Well, Bruce, is it just kids or can something else creep in there?
That's a great question, Cap. If anything or anyone, no matter how important we think it is, consumes our time and energy that rightfully belongs to our spouse, we're violating God's design for our marriage. And if we don't make some changes, it could destroy us.
So a job or a hobby or an activity can take over that number one spot as well.
That's right.
Well, Bruce, if we've broken this law, what can we do?
Well, the first thing we need to do is tell our spouse that we're sorry that we haven't kept them in that very special place that they alone deserve, and apologize and repent to them. And we need to explain to our children that we need to put mommy or daddy first, because in the long run, they want us to stay together as well. Mm-hmm. Then we want to confess our sin to God because we violated one of his commandments. And then we want to demonstrate that we've made our husband or our wife our first priority, set up a date night or do some tangible things to show him or her that they are number one, and then invite each other to let each other know when they're feeling as though they're slipping out of that number one space.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Bruce. Remember to check out our website for more information on our Sweetheart Banquet, which is coming up on February the 18th. We'd love to see you there. If you're interested for more information and registration, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Mm-hmm. Well, Bruce, next week we're going to cover law number two. What would that be?
Well, it's going to come out of that after we leave, we cleave, the law of pursuing our husband and our wife. And we want to talk about that law of pursuit. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.